Hi guys, welcome to a Subi podcast. Today I've got Anthony Nantes on the line. Anthony is the founder and CEO of Wyzer, ASX code WZR. Welcome, Anthony.
Thanks, George. Good to be here.
So I guess if we could just start maybe a bit of background on yourself and what your company does and where you're positioned in the market.
Yeah, so I mean, my kind of career has been around building tech companies, and I think growing a company is one of the more challenging, but also one of the more enjoyable things that you can do, and that's kind of led to Wyzer, where you know Wyzer is the we talk about being the first neo lender in Australia. In fact, if you Google neo lender, Google will typically tell you the answer. You know, definition of neo lender is Wyzer. And that's because we've created a category, and we've created ultimately really the type of lending company that should exist in the future and building it now. So it was really kind of a wave of disruption in lending over the last 5 to 10 years, you know, things like peer-to-peer lenders, marketplace lenders, who really tried to disrupt kind of some of the underlying business models for the benefit of consumer. But ultimately, most of those business models haven't really succeeded at scale. And so what we've done with Wyzer is taken some of the best of all of these models. We've innovated on it. We've really wrapped it around a core purpose and that led that purpose to have us build something really unique, something that's unique actually not just in Australia but on a global sense with the Wyzer business model.
So what is neobanking and how does it compare to the traditional model of banking?
Well, there's a couple of things that make Wyzer particularly different to anyone else in this category. The first and foremost thing is, we're a purpose-led company. So we have a genuine commitment and genuine purpose to deliver financial wellness for all Australians. And that purpose really drives at the heart of everything we do as a company. So it defines for us what we will do and what we won't do as a lender. And we think that's really important in this category. It also really orients us around kind of why we do what we do. And there's lots of industry research that shows that purpose-led companies really outperform pretty much across any metric. They outperform in terms of employee engagement, in terms of customer loyalty, customer buy-in, and in terms of shareholder returns. And so I think if you can be really clear around what your why is as a company, then that provides alignment for everyone from investors through to the consumers at the other end. But first and foremost, that kind of makes us quite unique in this space. Beyond that, then, what we've been able to do is build, on top of that purpose, a very innovative ecosystem of financial wellness products, some of which are truly innovative on a global scale. And that ecosystem of financial wellness products allows us to talk to customers in a very unique way, to attract customers to our business through channels that haven't really existed before. And part of that kind of product suite is then a lending product, which is kind of where the company really started out with an unsecured personal loan, with rates typically cheaper than the big four banks, with faster turnaround times, a better user experience, a better customer experience overall. And that's really kind of driven the heart of this new model. So it's really about building, what a lending company really should be, what it could be, and building it for the here and now.
So with the newness of technology coming through, you're able to lend into a market that wasn't a traditional borrower or couldn't have access to borrowing in what we call millennials. Is that a big part of your market? And what percentage would they be?
No, in fact, it's sort of the exact opposite, right? So if you look at any non-bank lender that's really emerged, and then there's a great example of Prosper, who IPO'd just this week, where I was the COO before this role, and any other big non-bank lenders that you might know, whether it's a Pepper or Latitude, the others that have been in the space, Flexi, they all typically run the same business model, which is they'll lend where the banks don't. So they'll create business models for, the kind of the fish that John West rejects type of model, right? That they'll do kind of low doc lending, higher interest rate, SME lending, all the places where the big four banks don't play. One of the things that makes Wyzer quite unique as a non-bank lender is we're actually playing in the entire other category, which is we're taking the very best customers away from the big four banks. We're really focused on that prime customer group who just don't get a good deal from the big four banks. And whilst the big four banks control kind of 80-85% of all lending in Australia, the reality is for the average mum and dad, the cop and the school teacher, husband and wife, they don't get a good deal from the big four banks. And we can provide a much better outcome for them, faster turnaround times, better experience, cheaper rates, and take that very, very prime customer away from the banks with bank-style credit. Bank-style underwriting really prime that through credit downturns has proven through cycles to be a very resilient asset class.
So the big four are staying away from certain customers. How are you qualifying them in order to be able to secure a loan?
So we one of the things that also makes us unique in part of our platform is we're the only really company in this space that has our own proprietary platform that runs the entire customer journey end to end. So from the moment a customer comes in contact with Wiser all the way through to a loan settlement, it's all done on our single proprietary platform, which is highly automated. And we do some of the same things that the big four banks have traditionally done. So we look at kind of declared income and expenses, and we look at credit history. But on top of that, we also analyze the here and the now, the transaction data. So if every customer applies, we get access to their transaction data for at least the last 90 days. And we use that data and actually over 120 data points typically in our algorithms to look at how a customer is actually performing today. And, for a lot of your listeners who kind of are in this space relatively often, they'll understand, past performance is no indicator of future performance. It's kind of the catch cry of the investment industry. The same is true for actually underwriting an individual. That just because someone has been a good credit historically doesn't mean they're going to be in the next 2 or 3 years. And conversely, just because someone made a mistake 4 or 5 years ago doesn't mean that they're actually not a prime customer today. So looking at credit history only isn't really enough, whereas the transaction data that we analyze actually tells about the here and the now. We can see the cash flow movements through an individual's accounts. We can see how much they're actually spending on Netflix and gym memberships. We can see undisclosed liabilities. We can verify income. If someone tells us they earn $80,000 per year, we actually go back and see the fortnightly pays for the last 10, 12 pay cycles and work out what they're actually being paid. And that allows us to not only underwrite at a different level, but also have a much stronger commitment to genuine responsible lending. What we're doing is we're making real inquiries into that customer's position right now and to work out whether they can really service a loan. And that's why, the combination of that kind of platform and technology, which the banks simply kind of aren't doing, allows us to not only be the fastest growing lender in Australia, but also having the best performing arrears book for this asset class in Australia today.
And so with the technology, are you able to say on a certain size loan, are users able to provide personal liability, or can you take first charge over their house, or are the loans at a smaller rate at the moment that they don't require such guarantees or collateral?
I mean, we typically, our core product today is a fully unsecured personal loan. So it's a very standard bank style product. I mean, the banks have been doing this product for decades. We do loans from $5,000 to $60,000 over 3, 5, and 7 year terms. So at a product level, the product is a product that the banks, the big four banks in Australia have been writing for decades. So there's not much differentiation in the product per se. It's the way we go about kind of underwriting individuals underneath that product that makes Wiser quite different.
Does Wiser have ambition to move into that second or next tier up of lending, maybe home lending, lending in travel sectors, or are you just going to stay in that personal lending space?
I think we're building something which is really innovative, and the financial wellness suite that we wrap around our lending products and our business does a lot more for Australians than just those kind of low cost and better than bank rate personal loans. But ultimately, what we're doing though is we have aims to build the biggest non-bank lender in Australia. So we'll continue as we grow to look at the next kind of opportunities in terms of products and how we can service our kind of customer base through those additional products.
And I noted that your NPS score was very high, which is, I guess, the feedback given by the user experience. How important is it for you to get that right? And how, I guess, are you getting Wiser into the hands of these potential users?
I think customer experience is absolutely paramount to our success. You know, we know that Australians, not only do they not get a fair deal from the big four banks, and we don't need royal commissions to tell us that. I think every Australian, you know, understands innately that the big four banks aren't providing competition. They're not really getting a fair deal. But beyond that, we also know the overall experience in dealing with big four banks is not a great one in Australia. You know, the big four banks have NPS scores and net promoter scores typically in the minus 20 to minus 30 ranges. And so the customer feedback that we get, you know, with an NPS score that's in plus 60, plus 70 for Wiser, which, by the way, is considered to be typically world-class. You know, an NPS score that's 70 or above tells the market and tells everyone that you're providing world-class customer experience, world-class customer outcome. So it's incredibly important to us that we continue to deliver that for our customers. And that we're able to really compete on pretty much any customer outcomes. Whether a customer wants the best rate available, they know they're going to get a better rate from us than the big four banks. Whether they want the fastest turnaround time, they're going to get the fastest turnaround time from us, compared to the big four banks. Whether they want the best customer experience, the best customer care. Whether they want more than just a lending product, but actually more support around their entire financial wellness, they're going to get that from Wiser and not from the big four bank.
So what's the average life cycle for your clients and what churn rates are you seeing early on?
I mean, we're still very early stage as a company. You know, we've at our last quarterly update, we've talked about the fact we've written, you know, around about $85 to $86 million worth of loans in the last couple of years. You know, we're still growing at a rate of knots and we see that kind of growth continuing. We've launched new product in this financial year. It was really early stage, the Wiser Credit platform and the Wiser app. And we're starting to really expand out that financial wellness suite, which over the next 2 to 3 years, we'll continue to expand out with more product, more features for all Australians to help with their financial wellness. So we've achieved a lot in the last 2.5, 3 years. And it's been an incredible journey to get to where we are today, but it really is just the beginning. We're just starting to launch into our next phase of growth. You know, we raised some more capital in the last quarter. With some really strong support from the market, you know, with a capital raise that was heavily oversubscribed. And we've really now set ourselves up for the next couple of years of growth in terms of customer acquisition, in terms of product features, and in terms of actually delivery around that overarching purpose of financial wellness.
And so with the verticals, there's a number of them you've expanded into or maybe that you're going to expand into. Can you touch on them? But before you do, what's the easiest way, and I say that word with some trepidation, but what's the easiest way of getting your product into the market? Is it someone carrying that product for you like a broker network, or is it influencers on social media?
So it's a combination of channels. Like most companies that grow really successfully, they have multiple channels. And particularly focus on channels where you can build defenses, you know, and that's what makes kind of the Wiser business model fairly unique. We definitely use the broker network in Australia. It's a great network for us. It's a great channel for us. You know, we have at least I think around about half of all brokers in Australia can write a Wiser personal loan for one of their clients. We're on all the major aggregator panels, and we get tremendous feedback from the broker channel. You know, that our NPS score, our net promoter score in the broker channel alone is around 72 to 74. So the brokers are telling us they get a world-class experience in dealing with Wiser. We have some great stories from brokers in Australia who, you know, have clients come into them looking to refinance their mortgage or looking to maybe get into their first home. There's a broker that we deal with in Victoria often tells me the story about how every time he has two new clients come in and they book an hour kind of first consultation with him, the first thing he does in the first 5 minutes is he sits down and says, now tell me about all your consumer debt. What credit card debt do you have? What personal loans do you have? And the first 5 minutes, you'll package all that up and send it to Wiser. And then he'll go about having his kind of hour consultation with him. And typically by the end of that hour, or not long after, he's got a response from Wiser around refinancing that down to a better rate. And so you can often have that initial client come in and leave, even though they want to talk about getting to a home or maybe refinancing the home, they're leaving with a reduced consumer debt bill, maybe an extra couple hundred dollars in their pocket each month, which might potentially even increase their buying count from getting to a home. So we see brokers leveraging the Wiser platform and the Wiser kind of experience in those types of ways. But beyond that, we're also building out the whole kind of ecosystem. So our financial wellness suite of products is starting to attract more and more customers. In this last financial year alone, we've had about 50 to 60,000 customers come into the Wiser financial wellness ecosystem. And we'll continue to grow that channel directly with our customer base. And as we head into next financial year, you'll see us talking much more about kind of some B2B partnerships. We're partnering with big Australian household brands to actually leverage the Wiser Financial Wellness Suite and take it to potential partners, members, or customer bases.
And I imagine you have some sort of API into the banks to get their customer data for your credit ratings. What's their position on this and on the disruption happening underneath them, given personal loans are such a big part of their business model?
Well, I think it's an interesting relationship. So we, first of all, we've got some great legislation that's backing us. So the open banking legislation, which I'm sure lots of people have heard about, really solidifies that a customer's data actually belongs to a customer. And that's really groundbreaking legislation for us because, our ability to pull that transaction data through. If we go back a couple of years, the big four banks were making noises about cutting off our access to that customer data. And the government quite rightly has come through and said, actually, no, that data doesn't belong to you, the big four banks. That's customer's data, and the customer owns that data. If the customer wants to share that data so they can get a better deal somewhere else, then you have to allow a customer to give access to that data to a third party like Wiser. That's a great piece of legislation that's really going to shore up our business model going forward, and we're going to see more of that as open banking really starts to hit the rubber of the road in the next kind of 12 months or so. So that provides a level of competition that will kind of change a lot of what an Australian consumer can access in terms of competitive product.
So with your loan book, what's the best place or partners to get your capital from in order to expand through these different verticals and grow your ecosystem? Do you need to keep raising fresh equity, or do you have a debt facility? And is that in Australia or is that overseas?
And this is one of the interesting things when you asked about kind of the bank's position, and whilst I can't speak for them, what we're building at Wiser is, besides all the great things from a consumer point of view, from a capital markets point of view, what we're really building is the best origination engine for prime consumer assets in this space. And the capital markets are starting to see us that as being the market-leading origination engine for the capital markets to get access to these really great performing assets that are typically have an arbitrage opportunity in them for any capital partners, because it's typically an unrated asset class, unsecured consumer debt, but actually performs like an investment-grade asset. And we know that through credit cycles that this particular asset class holds up really, really well, has great returns. And so there's a great margin arbitrage opportunity for a lot of the capital markets. So we see the banks looking at us as being maybe another front-end engine for them. And we continue to partner with big capital market players in terms of debt who want access to these assets. Because ultimately, we're an origination engine. We're a platform that sits at the front of this experience. And we own the customer experience and we own the customer. But we'll leverage what the banks do really well, what big capital partners do really well, which is managing that kind of capital at a large level. And that's a great partnership. The big advantage of that as well for us is it means we can remain capital light. So rather than like a traditional lending business that, if we were to write $1 billion worth of finance in the next few years, it would have to hold $100 million or maybe $150 million of capital up against that. So we're going through models where we don't actually have to do that. But we're a platform that sits at the very front of this experience. And we can write loans back out to the capital market and do that in a way that's capital light for the company, so that we don't have to hold actually capital against that debt facility. So we'll continue to expand the partners we have on that side of our business, and grow that model. But we just did a significant capital raise. We have around $18-19 million of capital in the bank today, and that allows us to be very aggressive in our growth in the next couple of years and really build something.
Well, as a lead generation tool, as you touched on before, as a B2B component, I mean, it's certainly nice to have other people carry your product as a lead generator rather than try and create a market and pay for that customer acquisition yourself. But moving forward, I guess, with your app, and it's a good app. I like it a lot, and I had a little play around with it. I mean, are we going to get into the, I guess, the state that there's sort of almost gamification round loan books where people might be out to dinner and they can knock off $50 off their Wiser debt like there is in the share market at the moment where, you know, you can contribute to your super? Do you see that sort of thing happening, or is that a bit far-fetched?
No, it's not even as far-fetched. It's real now. That's literally exactly what the Wiser app does. So the Wiser app is the first of its kind in the world that allows any customer to come on the Wiser app. They can get their accounts, and we'll round up their spare change as they spend it. So we monitor their transaction data. They spend $3.50 on a coffee. We take 50 cents from that. They spend $9.20 on a sandwich. We take 80 cents. We round up all that spare change for them. At the end of the month, we'll automatically pay down any debt they have with any bank in Australia. So you can sign up to the Wiser app, and you can use it to pay off your ANZ credit card debt or your NAB home loan. So you can actually use it to gamify paying down debt for any particular product, but only a Wiser personal loan. So it gives us a unique selling position. So we're the only personal loan provider in the world that will give you a personal loan at a better than bank rate, and then give you an app to actually help you pay down that app a little bit faster. And there's a whole level of gamification that we can put inside that app to actually help people pay down their debt a bit quicker, particularly people who are struggling with credit card debt, which is one of our, you know, from a financial wellness point of view, we know that the stats in Australia around credit card debt are extraordinary. We know the financial stress that it puts lots of Australians under. But providing an app like the Wiser app that can help Australians pay down a bit of the extra debt without massively changing their behaviour is exceptionally powerful. And we know, for example, that lots of other tools and apps don't really work. You know, we know that PFM tools and budgeting tools don't really work for most Australians. You know, telling someone they spent $600 last month on entertainment and they should only spend $400 next month is good information, but most humans will, the next month, spend $600 again because that's their behaviour. What the Wiser app does, based on, you know, we built the app in conjunction with some of the best behavioural economists around the world to really tie into what's called nudge theory. And so looking at how we help Australians not change their behaviour, but tie into their existing behaviours in order to make incremental change on their debts. So what the Wiser app does is it ties into your existing behaviour. It takes small amounts of change as you spend it and then contribute that onto any debt you have with any bank in Australia.
No, that's I like that. With the budgets, I mean, the touch points, they're just not there, are they? As you just said, you can go out and you know you shouldn't be doing something, but you're going to do it anyway. And if you don't have that direct line of communication, which seems to be through the app nowadays, saying, you know, don't buy that extra whatever it is, you blow out your credit card very quickly and you get yourself in a lot of trouble, especially at an early age in life. So
And that's right. And I think the power of, you know, one of the other big powers inside the app that we're seeing with our customer base is that it's also permission to have a certain conversation. So, you know, we ran an experiment recently inside the app with a very small group of customers where we looked at customers who had spent, say, more than $150 three Friday nights in a row. And on the fourth Friday night, we sent them a little nudge, a little reminder to the app, to their pocket, just told them that, hey, the last three Friday nights you spent more than $150 between sort of 3 p.m. and midnight. And what we said is, how about tonight only spend $100 and put $50 onto your debt now? And inside the app, they can say yes, and the app would automatically make that transaction for, take that $50 and pay down that CBA credit card debt they've been trying to pay down. And that's the feedback from that was amazing. And what's really powerful about that is it's the permission to have that conversation with that customer base because they've come to the Wiser app to help them pay down a debt, whether it's a Wiser personal loan, whether it's a credit card debt or a home loan, whether else they want to pay down a bit faster. But the flip side of that is if a bank tried to have that conversation with a customer, that's really dangerous, right? The bank doesn't have a permission to look at my transaction data and try to tell me where I should be spending and where I shouldn't. And so we're seeing some really powerful connections with our customers around how we can help them actually gamify some of their behaviours and actually provide those little nudges for them to help them kind of pay down debt a bit faster.
And so really you're creating a sort of an online personal ledger about each user, and I imagine that the sort of the data analytics or AI component of that builds the more they use it to be able to justify, I guess, a mechanism of living where they can do it inside the actual realms of possibility. But then that would flow on to pretty strong features where you could reward them, I would have thought, with points which might be redeemed for a holiday or something like that. Is that where you're looking at this space, so you can have that engaged, loyal customer and reward them for their financial wellness?
Exactly right. And so that, you know, the financial wellness ecosystem with, you know, the Wiser Credit product, where we can help Australians gamify their credit scores, and with positive credit reporting now coming live, becoming real, it's going to be really, really important that people understand their credit scores in Australia and can actually start managing them better. You know, every American knows their FICO score. And the reason why every American knows their FICO score is that the US has had positive credit reporting for over a decade. And so those credit scores are actually very, very meaningful. Whereas in Australia, it's not been the case. But over the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to see credit scores become very, very, very relevant. And so that's why the Wiser Credit platform exists, to help Australians do that. So the combination of that Wiser Credit platform, the Wiser app, is the beginning of that financial wellness ecosystem, where it's exactly as you said, it's really all about utilizing all the data, having the data analytics, and then using very, very smart behavioral economic theory and practice in order to help Australians around their financial wellness. And we believe over the medium to long term, you know, that by building that customer base into our ecosystem, we start building these very defensible moats around our company, where we've got access to customer, we've got access to data, that we're providing services for customers at a financial wellness level. So when they're looking for a lending product, that Wiser is first and foremost in their mind.
Anthony, I better let you go. As I told you, this would be a quick call, and this is all really fascinating, and I could keep chatting for another hour or so. But I guess if our members want to find out more, they can go to wiser.com.au and go into the App Store, download your app, or search WZR as your ASX code. Anthony, really appreciate your time today, and thanks for jumping on this podcast, and we hope to get you on again in the future.
Thanks, George. Good to chat to you, mate.
Subi and Subi's associates may hold a position in the stock before, during, or after this podcast. This podcast is not paid for and has been prepared purely for educational purposes only. Information contained within this podcast should not be regarded as personal or investment advice.